Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is June 27th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Numbers 15, 21 to 41. You shall make a gift to Hashem from the first yield of your baking throughout the ages. If you unwittingly fail to observe any one of the commandments that Hashem has declared to Moses, anything that Hashem has enjoined upon you through Moses, from the day that Hashem gave the commandment and on through the ages, if this was done unwittingly through the inadvertence of the community, the whole community shall present one bull of the herd as a burnt offering of pleasing odor to Hashem, with its proper meal offering and libation, and one he-goat as a sin offering. The Kohen shall make an expiation for the whole Israelite community, and they shall be forgiven, for it was an error. And for their error, they have brought their offering, an offering by fire to Hashem, and their sin offering before Hashem. The whole Israelite community and the stranger residing among them shall be forgiven, for it happened to the entire people through error. In case it is an individual who has sinned unwittingly, he shall offer a she-goat in its first year as a sin offering. The Kohen shall make expiation before Hashem on behalf of the person who erred, for he sinned unwittingly, making such expiation for him that he may be forgiven. For the citizen among the Israelites and for the stranger who resides among them, you shall have one ritual for anyone who acts in error. But the person, be he citizen or stranger, who acts defiantly, reviles Hashem, that person shall be cut off from among his people. Because he has spurned the word of Hashem and violated his commandment, that person shall be cut off. He bears his guilt. Once, when the Israelites were in the wilderness, they came upon a man gathering wood on the Shabbat day. Those who found him as he was gathering wood brought him before Moses, Aaron, and the whole community. He was placed in custody, for it had not been specified what should be done to him. Then Hashem said to Moses, "The man shall be put to death. The whole community shall pelt him with stones outside the camp." So the whole community took him outside the camp and stoned him to death, as Hashem had commanded Moses. Hashem said to Moses as follows, "Speak to B'nai Israel and instruct them to make for themselves fringes on the corners of their garments throughout the ages. Let them attach a cord of blue to the fringe at each corner. Then shall be your fringe. Look at it and recall all the commandments of Hashem and observe them, so that you do not follow your heart and eyes in your lustful urge. Thus, you shall be reminded to observe all my commandments and to be holy to your God. I am Hashem your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I, Hashem, your God." Second Kings 10:32-12:21. In those days Hashem began to reduce Israel, and Hazael harassed them throughout the territory of Israel, east of the Jordan, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer by the Wadi Arnon up to Gilead and Bashan. The other events of Jehu's reign and all his actions and all his exploits are recorded in the annals of the kings of Israel. Jehu slept with his fathers, and he was buried in Shomron. He was succeeded as king by his son Jehoahaz. Jehu reigned over Israel for 28 years in Shomron. When Ataliah, the mother of Akaziahu, learned that her son was dead, she promptly killed off all who were of royal stock. But Yehoshiva, daughter of King Joram and sister of Akaziahu secretly took Akaziahu's son Joash away from among the princes who were being slain, and put him and his nurse in a bedroom, and they kept him hidden from Athaliah so that he was not put to death. He stayed with her for 6 years, hidden in the house of Hashem, while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the seventh year, Jehoiada sent for the chiefs of the hundreds of the Kerites and of the guards, and had them come to him in the house of Hashem. He made a pact with them, exacting an oath from them in the house of Hashem, and he showed them the king's son. He instructed them, "This is what you must do. 1/3 of those who are on duty for the week shall maintain guard over the royal palace. Another 1/3 shall be stationed at the Sur gate, and the 1/3 shall be at the gate behind the guards. You shall keep guard over the house on every side. The 2 divisions of yours who are off duty this week shall keep guard over the house of Hashem for the protection of the king. You shall surround the king on every side, every man with his weapons at the ready, and whoever breaks through the ranks shall be killed. Stay close to the king in his comings and goings." The chiefs of hundreds did just as Jehoiada ordered. Each took his men, those who were on duty that week and those who were off duty that week, and they presented themselves to Jehoiada the Kohen. The Kohen gave the chiefs of hundreds King David's spears and quivers that were kept in the house of Hashem. The guards, each with his weapons at the ready, stationed themselves from the south end of the house to the north end of the house, at the mitzvah, the altar, and the house, to guard the king on every side. Jehoiada then brought out the king's son and placed upon him the crown and the insignia. They anointed him and proclaimed him king. They clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the shouting of the guards and the people, she came out to the people in the house of Hashem. She looked about and saw the king standing by the pillar, as was the custom, the chiefs with their trumpets beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Athaliah rent her garments and cried out, "Treason! Treason!" Then the Kohen Jehoiada gave the command to the army officers, the chiefs of hundreds, and said to them, "Take her out between the ranks, and if anyone follows her, put him to the sword." For the Kohen thought, "Let her not be put to death in the house of Hashem." They cleared a passageway for her, and she entered the royal palace through the horse's entrance. There she was put to death. And Jehoiada solemnized the covenant between Hashem on the one hand and the king and the people on the other, as well as between the king and the people, that they should be the people of Hashem. Thereupon, all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal. They tore it down and smashed its altars and images to bits, and they slew Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Jehoiada the Kohen placed guards over the house of Hashem. He took the chiefs of hundreds, the Kerites, the guards, and all the people of the land, and they escorted the king from the house of Hashem into the royal palace by the gate of the guards, and he ascended the royal throne. All the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. As for Athaliah, she had been put to the sword in the royal palace. Joash was 7 years old when he became king. Joash began his reign in the 7th year of Jehu, and he reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. His mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. All his days Joash did what was pleasing to Hashem, as the Kohen Jehoiada instructed him. The shrines, however, were not removed. The people continued to sacrifice and offer at the shrines. Joash said to the Kohanim, "All the money, current money, brought into the house of Hashem as sacred donations, any money a man may pay as the money equivalent of persons, or any other money that a man may be minded to bring to the house of Hashem, let the Kohanim receive it, each from his benefactor. They in turn shall make repairs on the house wherever damage may be found. But in the 23rd year of King Joash, it was found that the Kohanim had not made the repairs on the house. So King Joash summoned the Kohen Jehoiada and the other Kohanim and said to them, "Why have you not kept the house in repair? Now do not accept money from your benefactors anymore, but have it donated for the repair of the house." The Kohanim agreed that they would neither accept money from the people nor make repairs on the house. And the Kohen Jehoiada took a chest and bored a hole in its lid. He placed it at the right side of the altar as one entered the house of Hashem, and the priestly guards of the threshold deposited there all the money that was brought into the house of Hashem. Whenever they saw that there was much money in the chest, the royal scribe and the Kohen Gadol would come up and put the money accumulated in the house of Hashem into bags, and they would count it. Then they would deliver the money that was weighed out to the overseers of the work, who were in charge of the house of Hashem. These in turn used to pay the carpenters and the laborers who worked on the house of Hashem, and the masons and the stonecutters. They also paid for wood and for quarried stone with which to make the repairs on the house of Hashem, and for every other expenditure that had to be made in repairing the house. However, no silver bowls and no snuffers, basins, or trumpets, no vessels of gold or silver were made at the house of Hashem from the money brought into the house of Hashem. This was given only to the overseers of the work for the repair of the house of Hashem. No check was kept on the men to whom the money was delivered to pay the workers, for they dealt honestly. Money brought as a guilt offering or as a sin offering was not deposited in the house of Hashem. It went to the Kohanim. At that time, King Hazael of Aram came up and attacked Gath and captured it, and Hazael proceeded to march on Jerusalem. Thereupon, King Joash of Yehuda took all the objects that had been consecrated by his fathers, Kings Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Akaziahu of Yehuda, and by himself, and all the gold that there was in the treasuries of the temple of Hashem and in the royal palace. And he sent them to King Hazael of Aram, who then turned back from the march on Jerusalem. The other events of Joash's reign and all his actions are recorded in the annals of the kings of Yehuda. His courtiers formed a conspiracy against Joash and assassinated him at Beth Milo that leads down to Silla. The courtiers who assassinated him were Jozachar, sons of Shimeath, and Jehozabad, son of Shomer. He died and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and his son Amatsiah succeeded him as king. Acts 18:1-22. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought for their by their occupation. They were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth, I will go unto the Gentiles." And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Then spoke the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not your peace, for I am with you, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul, and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, If it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O you Jews, reason what I should bear with you. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to tarry longer with them, he consented not, but bode them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, if God wills. And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. Psalm 145, 1-21. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of your majesty, and of your wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of your terrible acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of your great goodness, and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you. And you give them their meat in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Proverbs 18:1. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, Psalm 145.
setting sun, your greatness I'll proclaim. Your glory far exceeds all human thought. So with each breath I'll bless your name, oh God. Your name will be revealed by children yet to come, as generations sing of wonders you have done. Your strong destroy. Your power will proclaim.